Hi there. I'm going to walk you through creating a virtual machine using the Microsoft Azure Stack portal. If you're familiar with creating a VM in Azure, the process is quite similar. Before we begin, make sure that you've uploaded a VM image and created a marketplace item for that image. Please see the online documentation for guidelines. To create a VM in the portal, I'll start by clicking New in the upper left-hand corner. The New button opens a menu listing the resources available in the Azure Stack Marketplace. I'll click Virtual Machines. I've already uploaded a Windows Server 2012 R2 image and added it to the marketplace, so it's ready to be deployed using the portal. Once you've selected your image, we'll be in the Create Virtual Machine wizard, which will look familiar if you've created a VM through the Azure portal before. If not, the steps are simple. First, we'll enter some basic information about the VM we're creating. I'll name mine Test VM. Next, we'll enter credentials for my VM, including a username and a password. I'll also create a resource group. If you wish, you can choose from resource groups you've already created using the Use Existing button. Now let's move on to step two, where we'll pick the VM size. Here you'll have the option to choose the appropriate VM size for your workload based on a number of features, including cores, RAM, and number of data disks. Azure Stack recommends some sizes on the first page, but you can click View All to see more VM sizes. I'll pick the A2 standard VM and press Select. Step 3 of the wizard presents you with some customizable VM options. If you'd like to change the default settings, go ahead and click on an individual option. If not, press OK to move on to the final step. Finally, we'll see a summary of the VM we're about to create. Check to make sure everything looks the way you want it to, and go back to a previous step to change anything that doesn't. When you're satisfied with the VM summary, press OK to begin deployment. Now the VM will take a few minutes to deploy. You can monitor the deployment status through this tile, which appears automatically on your dashboard when you create the VM, or through the notifications icon at the top of the screen. When the VM has finished deploying, you can access it through the VM icon on the left-hand browse menu. From there, you'll be able to connect to your VM, change its settings, troubleshoot, and more.